So Sandhya, here, grab a microphone, please, and one for your head of press. How are you today?
No. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah. I'm a little bit down in the weather, but I'm really happy. The practice went perfect, and I'm just comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And please introduce your colleague. It's your head of press, I understand.
Yeah. Harri Hakanen.
How are you today?
Hello, Aaron Brown. Nice to meet you.
First time in Eurovision with Sanja, and it's exciting, of course.
Absolutely. It's amazing to be the first act of this wonderful event.
Yeah, terrific. We're really excited about that spot.
So Sanja, you're a kickboxing Finnish nurse with Indian roots.
Yeah, that
sounds such
exotic.
A smashing mix.
Yeah.
And this is... When you're here on stage, you bring your friends, because your friends are with you on stage, right?
Yeah, they are. There's actually five backup dancers/singers, so we're going to have a party.
Quite
stage.
A powerful little group you have there.
Yeah, we have we're bringing that woman power on stage.
Excellent. Yeah. Tell me, what is your relationship to Eurovision Song Contest? Do you have any fond memories growing up, or is this a new love affair?
This is really tough because I decided from the beginning that I'm not going to lie, because Eurovision fans and the press, they will find out. I actually have no relationship with Eurovision, which makes this trip really interesting because I have never really followed Eurovision before. So I'm kind of like a Eurovision virgin right now. So I'm just taking, step by step, what is this world, and I'm really kind of taken aback by the intensity of the fans and what kind of a world. It's like it's its own bubble, and I'm really just enjoying and absorbing everything.
I can assure there are plenty of people out here in the audience that are not Eurovision virgins. They've been around in this contest for a long time,
so,
and loving it and really having a good time.
I never knew about this world. Uh-huh. I've heard about Eurovision fans, that they're really... Mm-hmm. into it, but now that I'm in it, I'm just in awe. It's really amazing. You get a lot of energy from them.
It's one big happy family.
Yeah,
that's great.
Definitely.
So about your song, when you go on stage, how do you feel when you sing it?
It sounds a bit self-centered, but I actually get a lot of kind of power from the words that I've written for my song. But I kind of, whenever I feel like, okay, I can't do this, this is too much, then I actually just listen to the words that I'm singing. Mm-hmm. And I, okay, it's going to be all right.
So you're actually reassuring yourself.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm like, okay, listen to what you wrote. Just concentrate. No fear. Just do it through love. And then suddenly I feel like, yeah, I did this for me, so I can actually sing this.
Mm-hmm. How would you like the audience to feel when they hear it?
Yeah, I would like them to really listen to what I say and kind of like absorb themselves into it. And obviously that's the verse, but when the chorus comes, just, just let go and sing along, maybe.
Speaking of letting go, you're releasing a new album.
I actually released it on Friday.
It's Friday already.
Yeah, it's called Freedom Venture. And it's my second album, and it can be found on Spotify and Deezer and iTunes and whatnot, and it's like the title says, it's about my freedom journey. This past 2 years, I've had all my life has changed in every aspect. I think when you find freedom, it's not about I'm free and I'm just so powerful. It's like I'm broke and I'm like because that's what it is. You let go of things. You look at yourself in the mirror. It's not pretty. It's not. It's not easy.
It's new and raw.
It's new and raw, but it's also liberating. But liberation isn't easy. But it tells a lot about that process of this last 2 years, which my life has taken a good turn, but a raw turn.
A raw turn.
Yeah.
When you're on stage, you're moving about in Finnish design, because I know you'd like to support design that is from your country.
Yeah, I have it's reindeer suede.
Ah.
And it's made of Finnish reindeer leather, and as well as my shoes, and I try to support Finnish designers, even small designers. We had a campaign.
Great.
And a lot of Finnish designers contacted us. And I think it's important to show that, it's not only Marimekko that is going, that
this doesn't look like Marimekko.
This is Bianca Neven, and it's also a Finnish brand. I think it's really important, you know, to go all the way and show the world that, you know, we have something really, and we have also ecological, recycled, like recycled jewelry.
Wonderful.
And, you know, so I think, you know, it's part of our thing, our values.
Terrific. Before I let the journalists in the room ask questions, I'd like to ask you one question that I will ask every artist. Okay. What does this year's theme mean to you deep down?
I work with a really big team as well in my own music, and the way to heal the world is to work together, I think, is to have a project where you don't think about yourself, you think about something that's outside of yourself, and when you all have a common goal, then you come together, which is the theme, but also the song as well. It's about coming together. It's about, you know, sing it away, yes, but not alone. Mm. You know, I'll help you sing it out. Mm. I'm there for you. So I think it's right on point.
Wonderful. Thanks. Colleagues, please. Alistair Birch from Australia, please. A microphone from Joe Beck here.
Hi, Sanya.
Hi.
Alistair Birch from SBS Radio in Australia. Welcome to Eurovision.
Thank you.
I have a question about your great-grandmother. Can you tell us perhaps a little about her story and how does she inspire your music today?
Are you talking about Ladaria?
Yes.
She was my great-great-grandmother. You're forgiven. But I'm really glad you asked about that. She, my great-great-grandmother, she was born on the ship coming from India. And she was a really renowned singer in my home country, or in my mother's home country. And she sung in funerals and weddings. And she had 11 children. Mm. And she would always leave on Friday. And she would leave them with her husband. And then she would come back on Sunday. And she would have like a bed sheet where she would pack all her things, put it on her back, and she would sing, she played the drums, she played all kind of Indian instruments, she would have bells on her ankles, and she would kind of, you know, dance, and the way it worked was that she didn't get paid for it, but it was that she would get food, and they would she was not allowed to sleep on a bed, she had to have the sheet, and she would only take the food and sleep on that sheet, so it was kind of like it was a work of her soul. It wasn't something that you get money from. It was something that she was supposed to do. And I wrote a song from my first album, and it was a tribute to her. Because a lot of people from my home country, they say that, oh, you're Ladaria's great-great-granddaughter. That's why, you know, you're such an entertainer. And you're like you're a healer. And that's what it's about. It's like I'm continuing her legacy.
That's a wonderful story.
Thank you.